How do you go from playing baseball for the Canadian national team, transition through the corporate world, and end up building an incredible franchise organization? Today, we're going to talk with Terry Palier, who's the Master Licensee for Action Coach in Canada. And he has some great insights into how you can build your own franchise organization. So, Terry, you've had a career before. You had a life before franchising. How did you, the curiosity led you to come to the franchise world, and how did it start?
Well, thank you. I have, I'm going to take you back a little ways just so that you can understand my journey that led me to today. I have a sporting background. I pitched for our Canadian national team in baseball, and I tried out for the Edmonton Eskimos right out of high school. I then completed my sporting background and went through a phase of life where, you know, you're looking at what does an ex-athlete do in term, you know, with entrepreneurial spirit in terms of building a business. So what did I do? I built a national organization in the field of neurobiology. And I always get a few chuckles at that. I worked with neurobiologists, pediatricians, child psychologists, and senior educators. I always had an affinity for the parent-child bond. And I felt it was deteriorating or eroding due to technology. You see a family of four at a dinner in a restaurant, they're all on their phones. They're not interacting. So I built a system designed to stimulate the cortical circuits of the brain to enhance brain development in children prior to the age of five, implemented by mom and dad for 10 minutes a day, creating that lifelong bond between learning and parenting and building that relationship. And then I launched it up here in Canada from Vancouver Island right across to the Maritimes. I had representation in every province in Canada. Then I sold that to a publicly traded company right downtown Toronto, who tied me into the business for 3 years as the president and CEO of a publicly traded company. Very interesting growth curve for me as I went to a traded element where, you know, you go from inspiring and building up people to managing share price and shareholders. But the great thing was I spent a lot of time building inroads into China. One of my career highlights is I was the guest of honor at a dinner with the party secretary with the top level of the Chinese government. It just a tremendous experience and very fulfilling for me in terms of how the Chinese community and the country itself is very dedicated to the education of their young. After that experience, I took a few years off, and then I was approached by three good friends to just purchased a massive manufacturing facility. They came to me and asked me if I'd be interested. They knew my background, be the president and CEO of a large engineered wood products manufacturing facility. And I'm like, guys, you got the wrong guy. I don't know anything about wood. But, you know, they said, Terry, managing people is managing people. And I said, there is a premise to that. So I did some research and due diligence on that. And I took on that challenge. For the 4 years that I ran that, we were the world's largest and fastest growing engineered wood products company. And did that for 4 years. And then I got out of that and built an organization, a company still thriving and growing today in restoration tied to the insurance world. So I have a very diverse background in what it takes to build and implement business. And then when I looked at the Action Coach opportunity and then you realize the efforts and how much it takes to build up an organization, when you look at the franchise opportunity, everything's there. The system is there. The content's created. I just have to go out and be myself. I just have to attract business, where the system behind me is a proven system that leads to success. It's just dependent on my efforts to get out there and engage business.
Wow. Truly diverse background. What do you feel are the three skills or things that someone needs to be successful in franchising?
Well, thank you, William. the three skills I always find that successful franchisee, obviously, number one, you have to have that entrepreneurial spirit. You have to love business. You have to have a drive that is different, than others around you, perhaps in your network, that just sets you apart, that you love building. You love being part of pioneering, a path for yourself as you grow and put your footprint on something. Secondly, have some acumen, have some financial and business acumen, have an understanding of the way business operates and the way the financial reporting metrics is going to benefit the health of the business. And then finally, the operational background, to build that infrastructure, to support the management of people, to really ensure that the number one priority, I believe, that you have to have, and that is in your gift mix, is a care and compassion for people. If you show that you care and you invest in your people, they will respond in a positive fashion to grow your entity.
So you mean it's a good idea to have some kind of entrepreneur spirit to be able to succeed in franchising?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe as you get to know the franchising world, you're acquiring the tools that are necessary for you to flourish. That's why people are attracted to franchising, so that they have the entire kit there, if you will, to grow a business. Rather than you trying to recreate everything, you have the system there. So if you have that entrepreneurial drive combined with a proven framework, that drive will take you to future success.
So when you looked at Action Coach, what made you invest in a franchise and furthermore in this type of a business coaching franchise?
That's interesting. I looked at my entrepreneurial background. I built a national organization, and I've been part of several businesses from a startup and taken them to successful sale and completion, if you will, on my end. And when I looked over my life, and you get to that stage where it just feels good to benefit others. It feels good to give back. So when I looked at franchising as a whole, and specifically attracted me to Action Coach, was the internal support system, the network that was there to provide that element of what I needed to take, the fruits of everything that I built and bring back those benefits to me. And what I meant is giving something back. When you see people flourish, that does something internal to us. It's a very positive realization of growing business.
Yeah, it's almost the whole idea of it feels good to give back. Kind of.
That's exactly right.
And now that you know what the skills that you need, what traits do you believe someone needs to be actually successful in the franchise business?
Well, again, when I look at the internal strengths that a lot of very profound entrepreneurs have, it's that internal strength of confidence. It's that internal strength of self-assurance. For a lot of people, when you hear no, It's demoralizing. For entrepreneurs, no means next. So you move on to the next opportunity, you move on to the next one. And that, those are traits that I find that assurance and that internal fire to drive you to success. And that's why I look at that entrepreneurial spirit as a real important trait.
And why do you think franchising is so popular?
Well, overall, when I look at obviously the industry we're in and you delve into the creation of startup, when you start your own business, it's a very lonely process. As people getting into business will attest, when you get into business by yourself and you start something, it's lonely. The old term, it's lonely at the top. When you get into starting a business, plus you have to create systems, content, and everything that is necessary for a business to flourish, it's a daunting task. It's a very big, element to take on. When you look at franchising, you have a ready-to-go kit. You have a system that's proven. If I were to isolate it to Action Coach, the thing that impressed me most when looking at that franchise opportunity is the vast network that's there to support you. It really is a beneficial element to eliminate. I'm not in this alone. I've got a network that I can leverage and reach into to benefit the growth that I'd like to achieve.
It's community.
It's community.
Mm. So now I decided I want to get into franchising, and what questions should I be asking of the franchisor?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question. It is, you know, that's a due diligence element that I believe is mandatory when you're looking at professional franchises. You know, first and foremost, my financial commitment. What is it in totality? You know, I'm sure I'm purchasing the franchise, but then what are the reoccurring costs? What are the costs after I sign? What are the royalty payments? What does the overall investment look like beyond the initial financial investment to ensure that you have working capital elements addressed, that you ensure you're looking at, you know, the longevity of your commitment in this franchise. You know, secondly, I always ensure you understand from a master licensee or from a, you know, ongoing perspective, what are the support elements for me? If I've got questions in areas, are they going to be addressed in a timely fashion? Is the proper support metrics in place for me to ensure that I comprehend what is necessary to achieve a successful franchise? You know, and then finally ensure that you engage, ensure that it is a passion for you, ensure that you're joining a franchise that really makes sense to who you are as a person.
Well, and having said that, how has Action Coach become such a popular concept or attraction in the white collar business?
Well, I when I went through, and I can speak on it from a personal note, when I looked at Action Coach amongst my other endeavors and what I've achieved through life, you know, I was at a stage where I really wanted to be careful as well as diligent and get into the depth. I wanted to peel back the layers, and the things that I really identified that really encouraged me and inspired me with Action Coach. I love the leadership that is a foundation of Action Coach. That was paramount to me when I look at, you know, there's a lot of leadership in other industries and businesses that I've encountered that is less to be desired. Like they say what they're going to do and they really don't come through. And I believe that's really what separates Action Coach, is they really get into, you know, the depth of what leadership looks like. They really care about how people acquire personal skill set, how they continue to develop and grow as individuals. And that really inspired, that impressed me. And then the other aspect is really, you know, when you look at 30 years in an industry, that first and foremost speaks volumes. But when you really, again, get into the content of the materials, extremely profound, beneficial, and they work. And that's really what I looked at, you know, is I wanted to convince myself and wanted to assure myself that the content had a basis of integrity and credibility to bring benefits to businesses. And I really believe that's what separates Action Coach and why they are really growing in the white collar community.
Oh, wow. So you feel like when you see a company 30 years, you feel that Action Coach has given you the potential to advance with technology, with everything that's going on around us in the world, because 30 years is a long period when you're growing a business. So you still feel that it's relevant today?
I do. And the reason I feel that it's relevant today is because of the ongoing commitment to stay topical, because we're not teaching material that is 30 years ago. It's evolved, it's grown. And there's a real dedication to stay up on top of the latest advances and technologies. And that's where leadership comes in. That's what I was highlighting, that critical element. You know, I've seen businesses where, you know, we develop something and then we sit back on our laurels and wait for it to, you know, to really advance and take hold in the marketplace, where Action Coach isn't like that. They've continued to develop and the content continues to be relevant. And that's where, again, that leadership element came in for me.
Wow. And any advice on what made you do such a career transition from your past life to getting involved in franchising with Action Coach?
Thank you. The best advice that I have, and again, I take it from a personal perspective, you know, when contemplating a career shift, when contemplating moving into a completely different industry, obviously be true to yourself. I think that that's the real critical important element. You want to get into something that really fulfills you, that really is an extension of who you naturally are as a person. And like I said, be true to yourself. Secondly, ensure that, you know, when you look at Action Coach specifically, because that is the industry that I went towards when joining and purchasing a franchise such as this, the thing that I underestimated that really became a highlight for me is exactly what we talked about earlier, the power of community. The element of support and what you can, if you get into the international community that is Action Coach, and let's face it, 84 countries currently is a profound, statement unto itself. But when you ask a question of the community and you get various responses as to how you can solve, potential issues, challenges, anything that business brings to us, the Action Coach community is very generous with their knowledge and sharing their insight as to how you could get over that hurdle.
Now you've been in it for a while, right? Knowing now what you know, if you knew then what you know now, rephrasing my question, is there anything you would do differently?
That's a great question. Is there anything I would do differently? The one thing that I believe I underestimated was what I just stated earlier, the power of the Action Coach community. If there's anything I would have really committed myself to very early on, rather than taking my time to experience it, I would have engaged and really engage and leverage the Action Coach community. There is so much knowledge and so much benefits to the current community that really assist to shorten your learning curve. And that would be something I would recommend. Obviously, the typical or the natural franchise questions that I would recommend to everyone, ensure that you look into exactly what resonates with you. And again, as you get into business, I believe it should be fulfilling and enjoyable. Make sure it's a passion for you to assist others and see them grow within their own business. I think that's a critical element. But the one thing I would do differently is engage a lot quicker, because there's so many benefits and so much knowledge to gain from others' people's experience that's a real element of benefit.
So I got myself into an Action Coach franchise opportunity. Any advice on how to restructure your business or how to build your business as opposed to being a one-man show or one-person show?
Yeah, thank you. Good question. My advice, I built a national organization in the field of neurobiology. I built and ran a very large manufacturing firm. I built an industry or a company attached to the insurance industry. So my background is quite diverse. And when I got into, Action Coach and specifically franchising, there's an element where you want to walk that line of entrepreneurship and corporate understanding. And I believe where that corporate background really benefits people is to build that infrastructure so that you're not taking everything on yourself. The power of delegation, the power and how to become a prominent and profound leader, and how to ensure that your people believe that you care about them. I think that's a corporate element that comes into building a franchise so that you can build the infrastructure to really work on the business rather than in the business.
Yeah. So what do you feel? Anything else you would like? Any other insights you would like to share with us?
Yeah, I guess staying true to my comment earlier, the only comment that I would make is when you join a franchise, and again, I'll specifically highlight Action Coach. When you get into Action Coach, don't underestimate the power of your peers. Don't underestimate the power of your colleagues and the benefit of what you're joining. You truly are joining a global organization, and you will eventually have friends all over the world. And because they share a common thread of assisting businesses and people grow and become successful. And I think there's a tremendous amount of personal benefits to assisting others succeed. And that would be my advice, is if you're looking into joining something, make sure it fulfills you.
So, and when reaching out to the rest of your community, do you feel at times any kind of resistance in trying to help you with your question?
You know, I never experienced that. That's why I say confidently that I would have engaged in that community earlier, because that precisely was my hesitation. I felt, oh, I'm the new guy coming in. Do I want to really engage in the community? Are they going to be resistant to share with the new guy? And that was my oversight. You know, they really were generous with assisting me on some of the new aspects of joining the community. And, I could not be more grateful for that community. I experienced no resistance or sense of, you know, that they were hesitant to give me feedback. Very, very, very positive with that regard.
Well, Terry, I really appreciate the time, and hopefully we'll get together soon again sometime.
I would appreciate that. Thank you very much, William.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today, and hope you have gained some valuable insights into the world of franchising. My name is William Lesante, and I would like to invite you to the next episode of the Franchise Coach Podcast. Please make sure to like and subscribe and share with your network. Also, click the link below to learn more about franchising with Action Coach. Thank you.